The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint. Batteries. Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Happy New Year, everybody! Hey. You know what? You know, people will say, and I've got people around me that will go, oh, it's just another day.
No.
You know, no, New Year's Day is just another day. Yeah. And actually, you can start New Year's. No, it's January.
Yeah.
It's 2026.
Yeah.
The lunar energy,
yeah.
The sun's energy,
all right,
the planetary energy. No, I'm just saying. Everything is different. There's more to it.
What? Veganuary.
And that as well. It's Veganuary.
Veganuary. Yeah, as it's known on this podcast.
Yeah, Veganuary on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's a whole new energy force. So here's to you guys in 2026. What are we doing today? What's this podcast going to be?
It's the best of, isn't it, Saj?
It is. The best of all the things we've learnt from 2025.
Yeah.
And I've tried to keep it as equal as possible.
Okay.
Tried to. I mean, it was hard.
It was hard. It was very difficult to
Who
make it.
Who was it hard to squeeze in?
You know, some people just weren't, you know, some of them were really, I was listening to some of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, like some people were trying to explain their things they've learned for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, even when I was listening back, I switched off.
Yeah. And that was the fun and the beauty of it all, wasn't it? Because it just got everyone thinking and talking, and that's what it's about.
I mean, if we, you know, really kept it going that long, we'd end up in 2027. So,
yeah.
Just, you know.
There we are.
All up in
there
you know.
We are. And that's what it's about.
Please tell me everybody picked up on Kedge's subtle justification of the 5 minute justification of his things he's learned. Yeah. Sasha's going, some people do 5 minutes. Goes, yeah. And that's where the fun lies in understanding it for 5 minutes. It's brilliant.
Nothing fun about that.
Okay. So these are. If you know the podcast and you'll know at the end of it, we go through those little pearls of wisdom. And I actually think, genuinely, this episode is going to tee people up for some great New Year's holiday festivity conversation where you can just drop it in and kind of go, oh, you know what? I once heard that, you know. You can slap a chicken into cooking.
That's not in it.
Mm. No? Oh, wow. Okay.
Slap a chicken's not
that, because that was only last
week.
Well,
then you're going to have to listen to the previous episode.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Slap a chicken's
but other bits like that. So look, have a little listen, drop it in, be the knowledgeable one in the room, and if any of it's wrong, blame Kedge.
Who should we go first?
Well, there's not that many for me, so probably not me.
Should we do
his only one?
Rock, paper, scissors, yeah? Okay, so let's get Kedge out of the way.
That's
what we'll have a year of me and Satch giving you knowledge. Okay, so here comes Kedge.
No, we've got Kedge first.
Okay, Kedge first?
Yeah. Oh, right? It's going to be a good... What a way to start.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick the worst one.
Okay, here we go. These are the best bits of the year and the things we've learned. Happy New Year to you all. Have a great one.
Have a good one. Have you ever seen... a tired squirrel?
Oh.
No, is the answer to that.
They're always energetic.
Exactly. Have you ever seen a sleepy snake? No.
Oh, never. The eyes are never nodding off.
But have you ever seen tired humans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course we do.
And tired dogs even. Like, you know, dogs nodding off.
No, you don't really see tired dogs. But...
You do?
No, you don't see tired dogs.
Oh, you don't see them. They might be at home tired.
Bored.
Yeah, but you don't see tired... When you see dogs, they're always... chirpy, lively, whatever. Unless, obviously, they get to a certain age, right? But you only see tired humans. And you know why that is?
We're tired.
Well, we're tired. But that's because, why do we get tired? Because we are the only species to have learned to skip sleep.
What do you mean?
We voluntarily skip sleep and we voluntarily don't get enough sleep. Mm. No other animal knows how to do that.
Oh, they just so they go sleep when they
go to sleep when they are when they need to,
right.
And then they wake up, and so therefore you will never see any other animal. So therefore, the takeaway this week, everybody, is be more like an animal and don't skip on your sleep.
You cannot put the palm of your hand on the same shoulder that that side is from. You can put your fingers on it. You cannot put the palm of your hand. Look at you, dude. You can't do it. You can put your ugly on it.
I think you can. I'm not that far. Look, there. I've done it. There.
No, only when you, you press it down. If you press it down, you can.
There. I'm in.
In it,
no, that's not your palm.
You instantly go, no, surely you can, because it's right there. But literally, you can't. Not the palm.
I've seen one person do it on Instagram.
Not that bit.
If you're double jointed, yeah, the palm, the main fat, main bit where the lines are on your hand.
Yeah,
not your fingers. Right. You can grab your shoulder. You can scratch your shoulder with your fingers with the same. So I'm trying to put my left palm on my left shoulder now.
Yeah.
And literally, you get so close.
Yeah,
it's like
it hurts,
an invisible force field.
Yeah.
It's like there's something there. And it's not like,
well, like
I've got massive biceps. Nobody can do it. Even Kedge can't do it. I can't.
If you watch one episode of Corrie every day, starting from today, it'd take you 31 years.
Wow.
If you watch it back to back, everything that's ever been made.
One episode from today, 31 years.
So, okay, so if you went to prison, if you got like a life sentence.
And you watch one.
You could just watch Corrie back to back.
One a day.
What a waste of
31
time.
31 years.
So, yeah.
That's how long it's been.
Have you ever met an Asian who watches Coronation Street?
Yeah, no, yeah. I actually do know a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never met anyone.
Yeah.
I've never met anyone.
It's 11,460 episodes.
Have you ever noticed that Apple phones are rarely used by villains or baddies in films? Because apparently this is because Apple has strict guidelines regarding its product placement. So what they're trying to state and what they've stated is that their product should only be shown in the positive light, meaning that they don't want their devices associated with baddies, darkus, negative characters, or negative actions, which effectively creates this no villain clause for their products to be used in movies and commercials. Wow. I love that. Wow. That's why darkus, the baddies, all rolling with the Samsung.
So why have you got an iPhone? You're the villain of the podcast at the moment.
If ever you go to a pub, always ask the pub, what's your most popular beer, and order that one. He goes, because beer only really lasts properly in a keg for a week.
Yeah.
He goes, so you don't want a beer that's been sitting there for longer than that.
Right.
So find out what the most popular beer is. That's the one that would have been changed most regularly and get that one. He also then went on to say, this is part two of the things I learned.
Incredible.
So number one.
This is incredible knowledge.
Next time you're going, so order the most popular beer, number one, in a pub. Secondly, on the pint glass.
Yeah.
There's a little, like a reference code.
Yeah.
And it will have like normally an M and then the year the glass was made. M24,
yeah.
M23, M22, 21. He goes, sometimes you might go into a pub. Let's say you order something like a bit of an old school drink like a Foster's.
Yeah.
He goes, you'll see M14.
Yeah.
He goes, now you think that glass has been used that many times for 10 years.
Yeah.
He goes, and then at the bottom of these glasses, they've got these tiny little ridges. And I've seen that before.
Yes.
Which effectively stirs up the beer and whips up the bubbles. So you've got more of a biting, fizzy beer. He goes, over the years, that wears down.
Right.
He goes, so really, he goes, either go in there with your own glass or go in there and say.
Because that's not weird.
Yeah, that's not weird at all.
No.
He goes, ask to see the glass. So, can I see the glass that you're going to serve it in? Right, great. Yep. 23, 24. That's fine. He's still got the little bruise in the bottom. So there you go. So
that's good, but
so it's got the year of the glass and get the most popular beer.
Even asking someone, can I see the glass? A bit weird, isn't it?
It is a bit weird, but I'm going to try it.
It's a bit crude, but I thought, do you know what?
Oh.
I mean, it is. This is a fact.
Okay.
The average human farts about 14 times a day.
14 times a day.
I knew that would get you thinking. Both of your faces, you've just gone straight into... Both of your faces have gone straight into the mode. How many times?
I don't... 14's a lot. 14. I don't hit 14.
Yeah, you would.
I don't.
Kedge.
And then I was thinking, do you really? I had to think about that.
I don't. I just... 14's a lot in a day.
But
can you count them tomorrow?
All right, let's do the fart count tomorrow. Guys, on WhatsApp, at 9 o'clock tomorrow, can we have a little count?
And is it, are you talking about a sort of standalone bud or bud that leads to going to the toilet? Like, if you're on the toilet...
No, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
It doesn't matter what the result is. It's just, it could be a little buttly one as well. It just, all I'm saying
no,
is...
But
yes.
No, but if you're sat
from
down...
From the morning,
when
the moment...
sat down and then you do more, that's you add to the total.
Yes. Part of your quota.
But they're not bud. That's just...
No, it is.
That's me. That's just movement. That's traffic.
No. That's what bud is.
That's just getting... No, that's the hover I needed to take the business out.
No, that's trumping. that's Trump's. So yeah, all right, fine.
I had to think about that. I was like, really?
Right,
is
we'll
it
get
falling?
The Trump counter out for tomorrow. Let's
you know
do
what,
that.
Bro? It might be more than that.
Tommy is definitely more than that. Tommy is definitely
from the moment
more.
You wake up tomorrow then, boys.
Okay, fine.
Till 9 o'clock at all night.
Right, fine. Dogs can smell their owners from 20 kilometres away. They know
what?
From... Dogs can smell their owners...
Owners?
From 20...
Oh, we said something else. Oh, dogs can smell their anus from...
Owners
far
from
how
20
far away
kilometres
away.
They
know, no, that's
they
further
have
away.
That ability. So that's a superpower in their nose. Wood frogs can actually freeze itself during hibernation. How amazing is that? Immortal jellyfishes can regenerate their cells so they don't ever die.
That
and
wows
then,
me.
That
that's
wows
alien
me.
Stuff. That's alien
is,
stuff.
This is why they do a lot of research on jellyfish. And this one, the final one, hippos, they have a built-in sunscreen so that they, because they're always out in the hot thing and they've just got that skin that just protects them from sun. Incredible superpowers.
All that from Dickens' house. You learn all that from Charles Dickens' house. Who would have thought?
You read a book, you might learn something. There we go.
Okay, in relation to our planet, how big is the moon? Go on, have a little... Do you know this or not know this?
It's small, isn't it? It's tiny.
It's small, yeah, it's small.
How small?
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, it can't be that small because they're landing on it and they can't exactly walk around it. So it can't be
ten.
That small.
I don't know. -10. So Earth is 10 times.
About one-tenth.
Yeah,
one-tenth
of Earth.
Okay, I'm trying to work this out. It's probably even smaller than that because...
I'd say fifth.
A fifth. Okay, so you're saying a little bit bigger than that. No, it's
really?
Smaller. It's smaller because I'll tell you this. The moon is 3,400 kilometers in diameter.
Okay.
3,400 kilometers. Australia is 4,000 kilometers from coast to coast.
Wow, okay.
The moon is
smaller than Australia.
How many trains operate daily in India?
Oh, wow.
How many trains operate daily
in India? This is combining passenger trains and freight
2,000.
Okay. What? No.
No, more.
Okay, do you mean trains or journeys?
No, trains. How many trains are operating daily
in India? So connected carriages, that's one train.
For freight and for passengers. So just the train.
In all of India, that must be in all of India.
No,
daily.
More than that.
10,000.
I hate questions like this because you could say 500,000, they go, oh, that could be correct. Or
no,
you could say,
I know, right?
Yeah. Or you could say something like really, you know, a bit more. Okay, I'm going to go, oh, man, look at the landmass of it. All those trains, all that freight, all the moving around, all those people. How do you serve 1.5 billion people with freight and trains? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think it's got to be 50,000.
What is it?
22,500 trains a day.
Wow, that is a lot, though, isn't it?
22,500 trains a day.
A day. And then...
And that's the trains. Probably not just doing one journey.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. And can I give you a quick little part two? Because I saw the other bit of it as well.
Okay.
Indian Railways is one of the largest employers in the world, providing jobs for over 1.2 million people.
Wow.
22,000 trains, 1.2 million people employed.
Indian Railways.
That is...
Get your head around that.
That's an industry. Coffee was so important in Turkish culture that under the 15th century law, a woman had the freedom to divorce her husband if he did not provide her with enough coffee.
What? So coffee was so...
important. Wow. Yeah.
And this is what year?
In the 15th century.
Turkey.
Yeah. It was in Turkish culture. It was a law in the 15th century.
The woman was entitled to
it. Woman had the freedom to divorce her husband if he did not provide her with enough coffee. Look at that.
The thing I learned this week about Cristiano Ronaldo.
Go on.
Is that that's not his name.
Oh, I did not know that.
I thought I knew that.
Go on. T- Tell me what it is then, Satch.
No, I don't know what it is, but I know it's not Cristiano Ronaldo.
None of it is named.
No, that's Ronaldo is his one of his middle names.
Middle name, the Brazilian style, because they say he's got about 4 or 5.
No, it's not because the Brazilians. Right, so his full name is Cristiano Ronaldo dos Santos Aveira. So his full name is actually Cristiano Aveira.
Ah.
It shouldn't. So this, I just suddenly thought, man, he's gone down in history, him and Messi, the greatest footballers of all time, blah, 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 blah. Ronaldo, viva Ronaldo. I've been that man, you. Viva Ronaldo. Yeah. They all say, and I'm like, that's not even his name. And then the book went on to say, and he was named Ronaldo. This is, I couldn't believe this. This is the coolest footballer in the world, right? Who's he named after?
The original Ronaldo.
R9. Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Ronald Reagan. His mum. Oh.
I thought you were going to say Ronald McDonald, but okay.
Yeah, no, right?
Might as well be.
He's named after Ronald Reagan, the president of the former president of the United States. And I'm like, that's just blown it all in my head. I thought, Ronaldo? Wow. He's not Ronaldo, he's Aveira. So if I ever meet him, I'm going to call him. I'm going to go, hello, Mr. Aveira. How are you?
Jay-Z, DMX, Biggie Smalls, Busta Rhymes all went to the same high school.
Oh, okay.
What? Say that again.
Fact. Jay-Z, DMX, Biggie, and Busta went to the same high school. Don't you think that's crazy? Like, four of, like, probably the biggest rappers ever
went to the same school.
You said Jay-Z?
Jay-Z, DMX, Biggie, and Busta.
What were their age differences? No. They couldn't.
They even said Jay-Z and Busta had a freestyle little rap battle in the school lobby. Like, they used to battle each other all the time.
What?
It's unbelievable.
I learned where the word hobnobs, you know, the biscuit, hobnobs, where does that come from?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Hobnob, to mix with people, to hobnob, if you're hobnobbing.
Not a bad guess. The verb to hobnob actually means spending time being friendly with people who are important or famous.
Yeah, if you're hobnobbing, aren't you? So you're like, you're schmoozing. But you know what? I never made the connection between, they're hobnobbing with the stars.
Because it was the company's vision to sell their biscuits to families. And so they wanted to get this kind of vibe across that, you know, you're spending a good time eating these biscuits with important, famous people. And that's why it's called the hobnob.
But why is mixing with famous people called hobnobbing?
Hobnobbing.
That's going to be the thing I learned in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, I've got it. What does hobnob got to do with celebrities?
Go on.
Right? This is a good one. This is it. It originated from the phrase to drink hob or knob. What one do you want to drink?
Hob or knob?
Do you want to drink hob or do you want to drink knob?
Yeah.
And it's meant to, the idea behind that is to drink alternatively to each other. And it's believed to be an alteration of the phrase habnab, meaning to have or to not have. Like, what are you going to have? Then what am I not going to have?
Yeah.
And habnab turned into hobnob. Mm. And then we're drinking differently to each other. Yeah. We're hanging around with people that are different to us, celebrities.
Yeah.
We're hobnobbing.
Hobnobbing.
We don't, they not like us kind of thing because they're celebrities.
They not so like us.
To drink hob or to drink knob?
Bata.
Bata.
Huh? Bata.
Bata.
A glass of bata. I have a glass of bata.
No. Yeah.
Butter the Shoe.
Butter the Shoe Company.
Still big in Europe.
I've never even heard of them. Bata. B-A-T-A.
What? Massive You've not Indian. Heard? B-A-T-A. You've never heard of
it? No. Butter a Shoe.
Kej, if I say Bata, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
The Shoe in India.
Yeah.
Oh, is it what, is an Indian trainer or shoe?
Humongous shoe. No, it's a massive shoe company.
One of the biggest shoe companies in the world.
Okay, look, I'm going to tell you straight. You lot are a lot more like connected to your roots.
I'm surprised you don't know what Bata is.
But why would I wouldn't?
Everyone's had a Bata. I bet your mum's got Bata chappals.
Chappals.
Everyone has got Bata chappals.
No, I don't.
Tommy's probably worn them at school.
Yeah, Tommy's probably got them.
What like the
shoes?
Only for a little while, I had those strappy brown tan sandals. Oh,
are they gone now?
No, when I was a kid. And I remember I hated them. I felt like my toes were exposed. It was horrible.
Bata. Anyway,
what about you?
You know, people always sort of associate with India.
Yes.
And Pakistan or Bangladesh or any of those sort of
the Asian countries.
Asian countries. It was made in flipping Czech Republic.
Oh.
But all it's that
an Indian
time.
But it's an Indian company.
It's not an Indian company, Kej.
Are you serious?
It's European.
No. Is that why? Because I used to see them a lot in Paris.
it's European. There's nothing
so that's
Indian
probably
about
why
butter.
Then.
Do you know what he did? So the guy who owned Bata went over to India, I think it was in the 1930s or something, and he goes, we need to get better material. So went to India to look for it.
Yeah.
Realised no one in India wore shoes. So he goes, this is an opportunity. He moved his company there.
And that's why Bata became so big in India.
And he opened one factory in Kolkata.
What a fact that is. Blue Peter. Why did they name it Blue Peter?
Oh, very good.
It was named after...
a dirty boy called Peter. Yeah, Peter. He always got his little privates out and they were blue from the cold. Because it was colder back
no,
then.
No, it was named after a blue and white flag traditionally hoisted when a ship was about to set sail. Blue and white chosen, flag. And this was chosen because it was aimed at offering a voyage of discovery for kids.
Every episode was a discovery.
Look at that. So that for me, that kind of thought, wow. So,
but why Blue Peter? Because Peter, was that the name of that was the name of the flag?
That was the name, yes. That's the
that
name of the flag.
That flag is called the Blue Peter.
Blue Peter.
Right. That's a good one. The Brazilian wandering spider. If this spider bites you, get your head around this, okay?
Yeah.
It will cause you these symptoms. You'll get an increased pulse rate.
Yeah.
Your heart starts to race. Yeah.
One of the things.
Which means a little bit of increased blood pressure.
Yeah.
You might find it hard to breathe because of that increased blood pressure. And then, here's a weird thing. You get an erection.
Oh,
that lasts for several hours, and then you die.
Oh, so it's not that bad a way of dying.
So you get all hot and flustered.
Yeah, you at least get one little go.
And then you're like, "This is it. I'm gonna go at the end of this.
This is the end.
I'm dead."
Yeah,
that's what happens.
So do what you want
when the Brazilians bite you. When the wandering spiders bite you.
Wow,
there you go. Okay. Some people are probably heading over to Brazil right now.
And just maybe
bit one of them.
Maybe.
What a mad effect.
The last hurrah.
Why that?
Yeah, that is weird.
Why that?
There's only one country in the world whose flag
I know this.
Doesn't have red, blue or white.
Oh, I don't know this.
Is it something like Mozambique?
No.
It's in Africa,
I think there's only
it?
One country that's got purple or something like that.
No.
Is it like Madagascar?
Nope.
That doesn't have
Myanmar.
Red.
Myanmar.
Doesn't have red, doesn't have blue, doesn't have white.
Red, blue or white. So all the colours in the British flag.
Red, white, blue. The girls love
only
you.
One country.
Oh, go on.
Major country.
So green, Pakistan's got green and white.
Yeah.
So what, it's going to be green. Is it got green in
Sri Lanka?
Nope.
So it's going to be green.
Like, it's got blue in it. But even when it's like a shade of red, it's got none of, like, no shades of that colour either.
No, I don't know. What is it?
Jamaica,
yellow, black, green. It's a distinct flag as well.
Yeah,
really, that's the only one.
It's the only one
with red, without red, white.
That's
blue.
A good bit of pub quiz.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I was quite astonished by this, but it wasn't until 1975 that women in the UK were allowed to run further than 6 kilometers, that's 4 miles, in any competition. Only in 1975.
Wow.
Yeah. The marathon just gone, 50% of the runners in the London Marathon were women.
So hold on. In 1973, women couldn't do the marathon.
No. They weren't allowed to run more than 6 kilometres in any competition.
Was that like law or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is mental, isn't it?
What, here? In the UK?
Yeah. Yeah. And mad, isn't it?
That is mad.
It's mad. And now 50% of the London Marathon runners were women. So there you go. Big up that.
Brilliant. Weird. Whiskey. Ooh. How's it spelled?
W-H-I-S-K-E-Y.
No, Y. It's just Y.
Y.
It's just Y?
No E.
Because
no,
I looked E-Y. It up the other day. I looked it up the other day.
No, E.
I looked it up the other day. And weirdly, because I had to spell it for some reason.
Yeah.
And it was no E, because I went with E-Y.
Okay. Wrong.
Oh.
So you're saying E-Y or no E-Y?
No, when I looked it up, it was no E-Y. It was just Y.
Why?
Okay. It's both.
Oh. What?
For different types of whiskey.
Shut up.
Nah.
This is a great one.
Who made that rule up?
The whiskey spelling with an E is used for whiskeys that are from Ireland or America.
Oh.
So bourbon, you know, like, you know,
Jack Daniels.
Whiskey. E-Y. Yeah. Irish whiskey, you know, I can't think of a brand now.
Yeah.
Jameson's.
Yeah.
Jameson's whiskey.
Yep.
E-Y.
Yeah.
But for whiskies from Scotland, Canada, and Japan,
right.
Just why? reflecting the historical and regional origins of it, the spirit. So I think it's because Scotland, Canada and Japan make whiskey the original way.
Yeah.
Irish whiskey is brewed differently.
Yeah.
Bourbon is brewed. American whiskeys are brewed differently. So the original way is no E. Whiskey, no E. The Irish and American ways, with an E.
The average person in a day would listen or hear, as you go through your day, 25 different songs.
Oh. What, just like peripheral sound?
Yeah, could be.
I don't think I've heard anywhere anything near that number.
No, but it could be like, you know, if it's
you would have.
You pulled up
next to someone, their car stereo, shops.
Yep,
you know.
Adverts, TV, while you're listening to music.
Maybe.
25.
And you work at a commercial radio station.
Yeah, but today, because
I was working from...
No, that's different.
But I'm like, today I was working from home, so I'm just trying to think. You're right. I think that's slightly...
If you're in one room.
Yeah, if the TV's on...
No, you're right. TV was on. Yeah, I was listening to the radio for a bit.
Even if you're listening to like TalkSport or LBC, you're going to hear music from the advert.
Nintendo.
Yes.
And Sony.
Yes.
This, I thought, was incredible. But Sony wasn't supposed to build the PlayStation. How amazing. It's one of the biggest sort of games console at the moment in the world. It's on, what, Model 5 at the moment, Sony PlayStation.
It was weird when it came out as the Sony PlayStation because you just didn't expect.
And I'm going to break that down for you.
Because, you know, when you saw it, you're like, Sony made that.
Sony. Why would they?
You know, you had, I don't remember. You had like, what was the other one?
Sega Genesis.
Sega, Mega Drive, SNES.
Yeah,
Mega
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, and Nintendo. By the way, the GTA...
Atari.
2.
Not Atari, what was it called? Amstrad.
Amstrad, yes. CPC 464.
Yeah.
With a tape deck.
See, so all of them were around. Where did Sony come from?
Exactly, that's what...
They had a Walkman.
So this is what happened. So Sony wasn't supposed to build the PlayStation. Yeah. It was just helping Nintendo. Can you believe that? They were going to help Nintendo create a new console. And then what happened is Nintendo humiliated and backstabbed Sony in front of the whole world.
Ooh.
And then from this backstabbing, Sony then thought, fine, we're going to build our own PlayStation. So the story goes like this. In the 80s, there was the SNES. Nintendo wanted to then upgrade it to a more disc-based console.
Cartridges.
SNES.
So they wanted a CD, right? So they started working with Sony to put a little CD-ROM inside the SNES. Now, Sony started, you know, working on it and putting it all together. And they basically, the way the deal was structured, Sony started getting, would it mean that they would have a lot of licensing rights over this machine.
Right.
Right. And Nintendo are not liking that Sony are going to basically take over all of these rights.
Right. Yeah.
So Nintendo got cold feet. They basically, last minute, pulled out this deal and...
Sony cracked on.
So they didn't go off and... I thought they would have gone off and released Sony's
technology. They basically humiliated Sony and they went, well, no, we're not going to use this now. So then Sony have done all this research and everything.
Ready to go with this.
And they said, well, I know what. Why don't we just make our own console and call it the Sony PlayStation?
Yeah.
And they pulled it off. Then Sony became one of the greatest consoles ever, right? Nintendo have never come back from that.
No.
And something like 100, I think Sony PlayStation... Sony PlayStation sold 100,000 units on launch day. And it outsold Sega Mega Drive, N64, SNES, all of that. Nintendo never came back from it. And this is why Sony are now absolutely killing it. Obviously, PlayStation 5 now. And they're probably going to be looking to release a new probably console next year, with which coincides with Grand Theft Auto, which comes out as well. Yeah.
Mm.
Do you know about why our Snickers was called Marathon for so long?
Back in the day.
Right? Mm. So it was always called Marathon, but rest of the world, it was known as Snickers.
Yeah.
And that was because the UK lot, basically the confectionery scene, the marketing people said, there is no way the British people will buy a chocolate bar which sounds like Knickers. You can't have.
Makes sense.
I mean, it sounds like Knickers. Because Knickers, you think about the 80s as well. Knickers. That's an 80s word.
That's a very
80s. No, look at the Knickers.
No one says Knickers anymore.
No, you're right.
That's actually very true.
It's an old word, isn't it?
Who says Knickers?
Show us your Knickers. That's such an old school 80s builder style.
It is very
horrible. Yeah. Anyway, so but... They wouldn't have it called Snickers for that reason.
Right.
And then only when several years passed and they went, look, we're not that childish now.
Right.
We're not going to laugh at Knickers.
Mm.
Yeah.
No. We're better than that.
No. Yeah. It still makes me laugh.
Yeah. So that's when it switched over.
We all know the tune. SWV, right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the sample that's used in it? Michael Jackson.
Yeah. His vocals.
Human Nature.
Yeah.
But who did the bit in the song where the guys... The S, the double, the U,
oh,
the
I
V.
Know this, but who
no, it's actually SS double double U
double double
V.
Double V.
Yeah, maybe this seems to be
Pharrell.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
And Kej wins the show.
I did not know that.
SS double double. That is, I'm trying to hear the voice in my head.
It's like the S, the double, the U, the V, and then bang.
No, it doesn't go the S. It goes. It sort of echoes it.
Yeah. But he's saying it once. Obviously, he put an echo. He's not saying it twice, is he?
Oh, what, like...
Yeah. He's not saying it.
No, Gubby did every da.
No, but he's not doing
Pharrell's
every...
Pharrell's lazy.
No, he's a producer. That's what you do. You put the echo on. Pharrell, I didn't know that.
And
do you know what? It's only when I read it, I had to go back and listen to it, and I was just like, bloody hell, he's actually Pharrell.
And this was a great one, actually, and I discovered it. It's to do with bell peppers, or like, you know, you'll get your green peppers that are not the chilli ones. But
yeah, the big ones.
Yeah.
The ones you got in your Bosco Romosco salad.
Them ones, right? So the capsicum. I didn't know that. Next time, do this little experiment when you go into Tesco or wherever you buy your vegetables from, right?
Tesco's plug. You want a little backhander?
I don't know. I wish I was. But the bottom of green peppers, they either grow with 3 lobes on the bottom or 4 lobes.
Oh, like the little...
So if you turn it upside down,
like
not
the
stumpy,
sections.
The sections. If you turn them upside down, they either got 3 or 4.
Okay.
So the difference, there is a difference. If they've got 3 lobes, then they're going to be less sweet and they're better for cooking, like grilling and that kind of stuff. So maybe if you're going to do it with your kebabs or whatever, it's that kind of one that you need, the 3 lobes one. But the 4 lobes one means that it's sweeter. So that's better for eating raw, like in salads.
Bro,
that's the difference.
I'd say that's one of the best ones you've ever done. I love that.
Honestly,
one.
I've been checking every single pepper getting.
You've been bending peppers over and just checking them out from behind.
Bending them over to see how many lobes they've got. 3 or 4. Ooh, 3 for less sweet, 4 for sweet.
Yeah, sweet ones going in straight.
There we go.
Around the Pentagon in America, where all the kind of defense officials,
CIA people are.
Defense officials.
Yeah.
Right? They're all working there. Around there, they know when something major is about to go down.
Mm.
So there was going to be some strikes and war strikes, all that. And the day before that happened, everyone around the Pentagon, well, I say everyone,
In the building?
No. Yeah, people in the building were obviously alerted, right?
Yeah.
This is going to go down.
Yeah.
Now everyone's on high alert. Everyone's been tipped off.
Yeah.
The attacks are going to happen.
Yeah.
And therefore, they've got to deal with their answers, deal with their kind of consequences, what the knock-on effects are, where their officials are, all the logistics of something like that happening, right? Yeah. And the nightmare of it. But the way it gets leaked is that the pizza consumption in the area suddenly goes up.
Right.
Because they're all staying in.
They all stay in.
They're all staying in, right? And there's thousands of these officials and they're all brought in and extra. And so literally thousands more pizzas are being ordered.
Oh, right. And they know something's up.
And that's why, and look at it, Google it, Pizza Pentagon Defense,
so
right?
There is the business opportunity there.
There's a spike in pizzas and then it's the pizza people that could potentially be leaking information.
That's a business venture for the
But it makes sense.
Kej has got his pepper out and I'm going to get my kebab out because the thing I learned this week is about Tommy the shami kebab. What's a shami kebab?
Oh,
you know what it is?
Shami kebab.
It's not like a sheet kebab, but the shami kebab is like grounded sort of meat. Yeah, mince. So it's not like your actual mince that's like you get in a sheet kebab, where it's a bit more sort of textured and, do you know what I mean? Like a bit harder. Yeah. The reason why the shami kebab was invented is because of a king in Lucknow.
Oh.
A king in Lucknow had a toothache. So the chef goes, he loves his kebabs. That's the only way he's going to be able to do it. Grind up the meat and make a shami kebab.
Ah.
Brilliant.
On 18th of April, 1930.
Go on. What happened
on
the 18th of April?
You know what happened?
What happened?
So 95 years ago.
It happened on the BBC. They came on and they reported there were no news that day. So they just played piano all day.
There was no news.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That would never happen.
18th of April, 1930, the BBC went on and said, there's no news today.
That would never happen.
And
never.
You know what? No. There's probably no news tomorrow, right? But they'll go, oh, did you know?
Breaking news.
Bro, oh my.
But I thought, imagine a world where you just pretend and they go, there's no news today.
There you go.
Well, how nice would that be for humans now?
There is one stop, and maybe this can be people's homework, where the mind the gap is different.
Yes.
Right? Oh. It's it's an old man's voice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He died, but they keep using it.
Yeah, but why?
Because for his wife.
Why?
Because she doesn't miss him or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even though they've both passed away now.
Oh, okay.
Because it was like years old. His recording's from like 1912.
Yeah.
And then when he passed away,
Mind
the gap.
Embankment.
Embankment. She used to go to Embankment Station and listen to his voice.
Lovely.
Which I think is beautiful.
Lovely.
Right?
It is nice. Yeah.
And then they obviously updated everything and she went there and it was a different voice. But because she always went to Embankment, they kept Embankment as the old one and they've changed all the others.
The thing I learned was they were talking about how the dinosaurs were extinct.
How did they get extinct?
The meteor.
Yeah, that's what, of course it's the meteor.
It was the meteor, but it wasn't the reason why they were extinct. Oh. It wasn't like the meteor hit and then that was
killed
it. Bang,
them.
That was it. Yeah. No more well.
So the floods? Then that
no. So the meteor hit. There was so much sort of dust and disruption in like particles. The atmosphere and particles and this and the other. The temperature of Earth went down a few degrees.
When it
goes cold, dinosaurs were reproducing, but only females were being made.
Oh.
Because of the temperature.
Wow.
So cold weather produces more women, more females.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And that was it. They slowly phased them out.
Last time I checked in India, it was very hot.
It wasn't like when you just heard asteroid hit, everyone's gone.
There's science behind it. Okay, cool. Well, that's interesting. So, you know, a lot of Desi households, you see a lot in India, and I think obviously a lot of people here as well do it, that you always see outside the front door, there is a lemon and chilies hanging off it. They also put it sometimes on the front of cars. Do you know, have you seen
the
that?
Chilies? Yes.
Yeah, green chilies and a lemon.
Ward off lime.
And
what is it for? Ward off evil.
To ward off evil.
Good luck. Yeah.
Right. That's not what it's for.
Oh.
That's what everyone thinks it's for because
it's for a
wise tale. No, it's not for a child or anything like that. It's actually.
Go with your hummus.
It's actually the ancestors used it for a DIY kit.
D-I-S-A.
DIY kit. Back in the day,
in India. Is your screen frozen? Rub chili.
Whack the lemon out.
When an uncle tells his family that. Hey, no, once every time. The heat the heat of the chili will defrost the ice.
So basically, back in the day, when the ancestors were walking through forests, long journeys, the lemon helped prevent dehydration and the chili came in handy for snake or scorpion bites. So if they camped overnight as well, then the coal was tucked into the lemon. The lemon's moisture then helped keep the ember alive till the morning. So this was like a first aid kit.
So why do people need it in their cars?
Dangling off their cars.
Basically, because it was always taken on journeys. It was always taken on journeys as a first aid kit. But then they just kept it.
Well, apparently, why would you put it in the boot then?
Also,
why is it on show?
No, it's on show because basically it used to always dangle because they used to take it on their thing and then people just taked it and then put it on the front of their cars in front of their houses, took it onto their on to date it.
He's so
did
fresh.
I just say that?
So
basically they hang it on the door because and the reason and here's the answer the reason why they hang it on the door is because so they would remember to take it on the next trip. The smell would be so strong they'll go here we go. We've got to take this. Also, the smell keeps mosquitoes and flies away.
Frisbee was actually someone's name. It's a surname, right?
Oh. Okay.
And Mr. Frisbee made pies.
Oh.
And the top of the lid of the pie tin.
Yeah.
It was students used to then kind of have the pie and then grab it and throw it to each other and go, "All right, Frisbee." So it'd be like going, "All right, Pucker." Or saying a brand of Heinz, Hellmann's, Jinsters. Yeah.
Samosa.
Right? And you're throwing that. And then that got developed into a plastic frisbee, a toy that you could actually throw that
so floats. Frisbees came from pie.
Frisbee is a pie tin lid.
And it's someone's surname, Frisbee.
And it's someone's surname.
I've never met anyone else called Frisbee, though.
There you go. Enjoy your pie.
Korean people buy lottery tickets if they dream about what the night before.
Okay. Because it's Korean,
yeah.
I reckon it's an animal.
Okay.
And I reckon
white goat.
Like a, no, like a white tiger, something like that. Or but maybe a dolphin or something a bit more mystical.
Okay,
or
Kedge?
KFC.
What?
No, it's not KFC.
Okay, go on.
But this thing will come after KFC, and it is poop. Shit.
Oh.
If they dream of
shit. Koreans dream, their interpretation of dreaming about poo is considered to be lucky, and it brings you wealth and prosperity. So if you see a big pile of shit in your dream.
To be fair, who dreams of that? When was the last time you dreamt of that? I don't know.
Well, you're dreaming of it tonight now.
I bet you I don't. I don't think you do. When was the last time you remember dreaming of that? Like,
no,
you
but it's
remember.
Like, no, it's not, I'm not saying having a shit, but it's more like if you see shit
yeah.
in your
yeah,
dream.
No, but do you, has anyone, do you recall?
You will now. Shit in your dream, 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 shit in your dream.
All right, well, let's see. I will report back tomorrow morning.
All right. And if you do, buy a lottery ticket, because it's lucky if you see shit in your dream.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, London used to have quite a big split where the poor were on the east side of London and the rich were on the west.
Still like that?
Yeah. Maybe some people might say it's like that. But you know the reason behind that back in the day, and I don't know if, I mean, obviously it's not necessarily true now, even things at times have moved on. But back in the day, and for a lot of history, what happened is firstly, the Thames took the city's waste and smell eastward.
East,
because that's
yeah.
the way the river flows. But also, The other thing was that because of the way the prevailing winds are westerlies, it means that it blows everything to the east. Mm. So all the smells and everything went eastwards, all the odours. And there's been a lot of research into this. And they said because of that, all the rich people then would then move away because there was all the pollution and all the dirty smells going to the east. So all the west. So then the west became where all the rich people went. And that's why we've got this split. Back in the day in London, old era, you know, times of London, that the poor people lived in East London and the rich people lived in West London.
My thing I learned is jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Hey.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Hey.
What have you noticed about that song?
It's about a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's it not about?
Reindeer. Rudolph, the reindeer.
No, it was never a Christmas song.
Oh.
Jingle Bells was not written as a Christmas song. Okay. It was just a song about horses and bells. And it has just become a Christmas song. So Jingle Bells was never meant to be a Christmas song.
I love that. Look at Tommy with a little Christmas fact.
Merry Christmas, everybody. but I just thought, you know, you think songs get adopted and you kind of, but then you never question the lyrics. And everyone's like, yeah, but a one horse open sleigh. Because, it's a horse.
It's a horse.
It's not. It's not. Oh, there's nothing Christmassy about that song whatsoever. So I thought that was a good.
Then. Let's get rid of it Christmas.
No, it's all right. It means it just goes to show that if you come up with a good rhythm, it could be anything.
It doesn't
have
to make sense.
Yeah, exactly. It could just fit for Christmas.
Flipping a coin. What are the odds?
50-50.
Incorrect.
Okay. Oh, one side's heavier.
It will most likely land facing the same direction as it started, so it makes it 51-49.
Does it really?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Or is that just a probability? Is that just like a...
No, but everyone's saying 50-50. It's not. So if it starts on the heads, you're more probable to land on the heads than the tails.
Well, we're going to have to just take his word for that because are you going to be sitting here trying that experiment?
Go on, flip your coin.
Flip your coin, fool.
So the Marble Arch, we all know it, that arch, right? Before there was an arch there, that used to be the place where they used to hang people.
Oh.
Right? Ooh. That sort of
lovely
square area.
Happy stories.
Yeah, well, anyway. But they would...
That little patch.
That little patch.
In the middle of the road.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what would happen, they would have stocks there and then they would get people to walk and they would get them to do their final walk of shame to those stocks.
To the area, yeah.
Now, on the way there, there would be like an ale house. Okay, which they would then stop at a pub.
Yeah,
they would stop. They were known as an alehouse back in the day, and they were. They would stop there, and they would offer them their last drink.
Okay,
and that is where the phrase
"one for the road."
One for the road.
Oh,
comes from.
Really?
Because it was the one for the last bit of their road trip.
Very
to the stop.
Good.
So there we go. I love that.
That's
and
a good one.
And also, you know, when people say "one for the road," it's in a quite a positive way. But actually,
we're gonna kill me.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's actually done like, okay, this is the last one. Like, so it's like you've had the meal.
No, bruv, you're going to go and die.
Yeah, I know that's what it means.
Exactly.
So, no, but actually, what I'm saying is it's still used in the concept.
Yeah, but now they do it like, oh, come on, let's have one for the road. Like, it's done as in a positive.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Not like
Marigold. That was your last one. Like I said, you're going to basically die.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's one for the road that you, the last road you walk to, okay. To the stocks.
Okay, my little thing I learned is sponsored by Pete, who is the owner of Gunchen's restaurant in Gantsville.
Yeah,
basically he told you.
Yeah, he told me, but I'm gonna let him have. I'm gonna make his one my one because he told us this over the bit of cake that he just brought up. And genuinely, while the house is being done up, Pete's been very generous by giving us the restaurant and all this food all year round. He's a lovely guy. So this is for you, Pete. Thank you for everything you've done this year. But his things we've learned is that...
No, he learned it.
Yeah, he learned it. But I nearly learned it. I tell you why. Because this week, I was writing for a game I was playing with an audience, song titles.
Right.
And because it was a little piece of paper, I wrote... Last Xmas for Last Christmas, a song, or you know, anything with a Christmas in the title. I wrote Xmas, and then as I wrote it, I thought, actually, that's a bit disrespectful, isn't it?
It is a bit, isn't it?
Right? Because I'm replacing the word Christ with an X, and I thought if that was a Desi thing, people would get upset.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If you change the you know the name of the Lord or one of the prophets or one of the Gyanis or the gurus, yeah, you know, with an abbreviation, people would get upset.
Yeah.
So I thought I shouldn't really do that. I should write Christmas, and I just thought Christmas. It was done. The X was done because it's like a crisscross. Yeah. It just sounds Chris. So. It's just Chris
is going to make
cross,
it up.
Like it's an abbreviation like that. But Pete's thing that he learned, that he shared with us, was that the X in Greek history is the letter for Christ.
Oh.
So that I think it's because it probably represents a cross at an angle.
Yeah.
Or but the cross, the X, is symbolic of Christ. Therefore, you can say, in a way, Xmas, because that is what represented in Greek history as well. So thank you, Pete. Like the X represent Christ.
Okay, chips, French fries, fried potatoes.
Yeah.
Where do you think they came from? Country.
French fries. America.
Probably America. Yeah, probably America.
India.
Because I know French fries was not French. It was American.
India. Is there an outside guess of India?
Nope. And you'd never get this because I was quite surprised.
Is it what continent? Africa?
No. Europe. I don't really. It's South America.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Chile.
Yeah.
Oh.
What chips came
fried
from
potatoes? The first reference to them, 1629, came from Chile. That's the first time potatoes had ever been fried.
Nah, but before India, we fry everything.
But are they? Were they?
But I don't think did Indians have potatoes then?
You're right. Indians didn't have potatoes.
I don't think they did.
Maybe they were brought over. But I want. Then it's a tail game, right? And actually, the South
potatoes
American,
are rubbish in India, by the way, as well.
Oh,
they're not the same as like Spuds here, do you know what I mean?
No, but what are you basing that on though? What are you basing?
There's a like red, and it's not the same.
Red potatoes got
a nice flavour. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
They're good.
Good old Spud.
Oh come on, that was great. That was a great listen. That was a great listen.
It was, yeah.
Of little gems, and it's mad when you hear it all back like that, because it's like a little whiz through the year.
Mm.
You know where we all were at that sort of time, and it was different things.
I remember that one.
Yeah. I mean, even when I think back now, as I'm listening to that, the start of the year, I'd only just sold my house.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking maybe I might be in with 6 to 8 months.
Mm.
And here I am a year later with no flipping sign of when I'm going to live in my... You know, like I'm still living in a refugee camp.
Yeah.
So all of that stuff is still going on. So it's just mad. It's a reflection more so than just knowledge. So so thank you for that, Satch. And thank you for putting all that together.
Well done. Good.
Yeah. Anyone who impressed you, Satch?
I think I had some great ones.
Yeah. Satch impressed himself.
Yeah.
Kedge, you happy with your own performance?
Yeah. I think it was. It's a steady progress, isn't it?
Yeah. It
over
is.
The years.
So for 2026, Kedge, what are you looking to?
My New Year's resolution would be to see if I can get even more in at the end of this year.
Hmm. Of facts.
Facts.
Yeah. No, fine. Yeah, okay,
nothing
right.
else.
Okay.
Okay.
Until then, we'll see if it comes true. I'm going to try and be more flexible. But yeah, let's stick with it. Have a great one. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Laters.